This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
Bill O'Brien was on the national stage. We're going to hear from jovial Billy O in just a sec. They put him on the spot. They made him feel a little bit uncomfortable, too, which I like to see.
Yeah.
It got a little bit awkward when they started talking about his fashion, but he was on Good Morning Football, one of the best football shows. We'll hear from B.O.B. in just a sec right here on In the Loop, Sports Radio 610, Landry Locker, John Lopez. But I got to get something off my chest
real quick. Do it.
Because the Astros were supposed to play yesterday. Zach Greinke was supposed to be on the bump for the second time as an Astro. But there was a weather delay, or the game was postponed due to weather out there in Chi-Town, which means today, as another Chicago athlete was known for saying, the Astros will play two.
Yep.
But not because
let's
of the
play two.
Not at Wrigley Field, where the line was originally used, but out there in Chicago. John, we've overcome a lot of things as a society mm-hmm. in regards to sports.
Sure.
And there's a lot of stuff that we don't have to put up with that we used to have to put up with in sports.
Mm-hmm.
There should no longer be any possibility of games outside of natural disasters being postponed due to weather. Every single stadium everywhere, especially in places like Chicago, should have retractable roofs to where if you want to play outside, you can play outside. But if something like this happens, you can play inside. This is an inconvenience to thousands of people. It ruins scheduling. You have the money to do this. If you are no longer able to put a retractable roof on your stadium, you should just lose your franchise altogether.
No. You're crazy. That's a dumb take.
Why?
I'm going to channel Mike Meltzer.
Why?
That's just dumb.
Why? Shout out to Meltz.
Because I'll give you football because it's played in the winter. Weather tends to get worse in the fall and the winter, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Baseball is, and obviously basketball. Baseball is meant to play under sunny skies.
Okay.
It's meant to be played outside.
Okay.
And retractable roofs are too much of an enclosure still. Like the walls are too high. You can't be out on Waveland Avenue and have a wall in front of you. I get that they have that building over here at Union Station and all that. That's kind of a designed thing that they put into this stadium. But no, baseball is an outdoor game. It's meant to be played outdoor in the summer. Boys of summer. Ever heard of that?
Well then take down the roof. Have you ever watched an October game or an early season game in one of those areas like Chicago or Minnesota?
Or New York?
The guys are basically wearing mittens in the field. That's not how baseball is meant to be played.
Well, weather changes, man.
Well, I mean, and it shouldn't be that there's not an option to adjust to the weather. You got all this rain and stuff. Like,
not in baseball,
it should be
though,
retractable.
Man. Football, I'll give you. Football, I think, you know, you could.
So you're saying the Astros? So you're basically saying the Astros should have an outdoor stadium because it's meant to play. It's meant to be played outdoors.
Well, no, they did that for the comfort of the fans, just in general, because the summers here are so hot. Because you're going to be playing more hot games than rainy games.
And some of the winters are cold somewhere, and some games it has to be.
And they are retractable in some of those cold.
But
places.
Based on what you're saying, you're basically saying that the juice box sucks.
I didn't say anything close to that. They did it for the comfort of the fans because there's going to be 75-80% of the games are going to be really, really hot even at night. The Rangers finally woke up, you know, and put some air conditioning in. But because that's – if you're playing 75% of your games in the rain, well, then I would agree with you. But that's just not the case. You're playing 75% of your games in extraordinary heat here, so you need a roof.
The Twins, they built a new baseball stadium. And it's outdoors
in
Minnesota.
No, I agree with you on that.
Outdoors in Minnesota. If you're building, okay, I can get if it's an old ballpark. And I don't think the White Sox have gotten a new ballpark recently, so they get a free pass.
Yeah.
So I'll give them a free pass. But if you're the Minnesota Twins and your game gets canceled because of a freaking blizzard, and they're in the playoffs right now, so there's a chance that if the Twins are in the playoffs, they're one of the better teams in the American League.
They are.
If they're in the playoffs,
it'll be snowing.
It'll be snowing.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous, John.
Well, I'm not saying that won't be ridiculous. What I'm saying is you're playing the odds here. You're playing the percentages. And what you're looking at is, yes, the Twins, if they get to the World Series, could have a game canceled because of snow or have to play in some snow.
But this is the other thing, man. Like, and it's also about the fans. Look, if you build it, I'll meet you halfway and I'll compromise. Landry Locker, John Lopez, In the Loop, Sports Radio 610. I don't think weather cancellation should still be a thing. But if you're going to do this, if this is going to happen, you have to have had an older ballpark than right now. I think at this point
Wrigley, whatever.
But if you build another stadium, you have to have a retractable roof to prevent stuff like this from happening. John, you know how inconvenient this is for fans? Like, a lot of fans plan their whole time around this. And when the money is there to where you can have a retractable roof or something like that, it's really inconvenient for thousands of people. Now, I doubt the White Sox are selling out the house, but this, I'll meet you halfway and I'll say from this point forward, every stadium should have a retractable roof because now the Astros got to play two freaking games today.
Yeah.
And all these fans, little Johnny, who was ready to go to the baseball game, now can't go because now it's during school.
I get it.
I'm sorry you don't care about little Johnny.
I could care less about little Johnny.
Little brat.
Look, the Astros are a team that have a lot of commuting fans. A lot of fans come from, you know, because we're so sprawling, you know, Baytown, Galveston, you know, even Corpus Christi, some might spend a weekend.
See, shout out to the Hooks.
You know, that type thing. But that's just part of that's what you sign up for when you buy a ticket. It says it right on the back.
That's what you sign up for. That's what we're going for.
You know, rain check, rain out. You still get to go to a game, just not that one.
Just got to adjust. Well, that doesn't happen here. You know why? Those people in Corpus Christi, the Johnnies in Corpus Christi, yep. They don't deal with it. You know why?
Why?
Because we have a freaking roof here, John.
Darn right we do.
Yeah, so they don't have to deal with it. Landry Locker, John Lopez, In the Loop, Sports Radio 610. Texans return to the practice field tomorrow. There will be blood. It's going to be a joint practice against the Detroit Lions. Today on the off day, Bill O'Brien was on the NFL Network's Good Morning Football. He answered the tough questions, and they also made him feel a little bit uncomfortable. This is Bill O'Brien talking about Jadeveon Clowney. We've heard the rumors. John McClain's going to address those rumors in about 10 minutes, but we've heard the rumors, the trade rumors. When will Clowney report? Good Morning Football asked Bill O'Brien about Jadeveon Clowney and if he expects to have him in 2019.
Do you expect Jadeveon to report to the Texans before the end of the preseason?
I don't know. I really don't. I mean, I think that I know he's working hard. He's out there, working out, getting in shape, or he's in shape, and he's doing everything he needs to do to be ready to play. But ultimately, that's up to him. When he wants to show up, he'll show up, and he'll be ready to go. He's a professional, you know, and when that happens, we'll move forward with that. But I have no idea when he'll be here. I can't predict that.
It depends on if he accepts the trade. No. That's about the best way you can answer it. You know, we both kind of rolled our eyes. You know, ultimately that's up to him, kind of putting it on Jadeveon to show up, you know, or whatever. But what do you expect him to say? I mean, that's about the only answer he could have given.
All right, he was asked another question. I want you to tell me what you expect him to say here. He was also asked about the Texans being Super Bowl contenders. Do you think he ate the cheese here? It was early. He was on the national spotlight. Do you think he ate the cheese?
Yes.
Is this Super Bowl or bust for the Houston Texans?
Look, we have a good team. You know, I'm going to give you the answer that I believe. You know, it's early in camp, and we have a good football team. We have a hardworking team. We have a tough football team. You know, in order to go to that game, you know, a lot of things have to fall in place. We feel like we have a lot of pieces here to be able to be a very, very good football team. We've got, you know, a lot of pieces in all three phases, guys that are working hard. So I'll tell you, I believe in this football team and just try to take it day by day.
Okay. So he did not eat the cheese.
Yeah, he didn't take the cheese.
Lactose intolerant.
Didn't take the cheese.
This was my favorite part of the interview. So they decided they were going to put him on the spot. Nate Burleson, former NFL receiver, now host of Good Morning Football. He critiqued Bill O'Brien's fashion. And we know Bill O'Brien doesn't have any fashion. He says as much himself.
I heard the audio, but I didn't see the pictures that accompanied with it.
He was wearing a blazer over a Texans-issued shirt.
So he's channeling Sean Pendergast.
Yeah, big deal. Okay.
Yeah. Some would say he might have looked a little bit like a soup sandwich.
That's not a shot at Sean.
It's a great right, it's a compliment, whatever, right?
You know how I feel about this. I've been on the soapbox before. Everyone needs a look. Own that look. Be consistent with that look. So when people aren't around you and they think of you, they'll immediately see you. or if they think of this show, they'll see me in that fishing
Sean's
shirt.
Sean's going to kill you.
You know, or whatever. I can see Sean in a t-shirt with a jacket over it. That's a good look for him.
Okay, well, this is Bill O'Brien getting heckled, and listen to how kind of uncomfortable he gets at the end of this interview with Good Morning Football.
But I got to tell you, I was grinding some old tape, Coach Bill O'Brien, and I saw something pretty great about your fashion sense. We wanted to take you back look at some fashion.
Let's do it.
That you have made.
You know, it matches. He got it leveled out. Coach, what do you think?
I think anytime the word fashion is associated with my name is not good. Yeah, it's obviously, there's a lot of sarcasm involved in this segment right now. Please, God, let's move on to a different segment.
Good.
Never. What? Next question.
You know the swag it takes to make team issue gear look sexy? I'm just saying.
No, stop, stop. Please stop. Please stop.
God, he hated every second of that.
He was not a fan of that.
He hated every. And did you see the? Well, you did. But if you didn't hear the very beginning of the interview, they're like a kind of like kooky FM radio show.
Yeah.
They're trying to be. You know what I mean? They get all hey, now the one, the only.
They try.
Yeah, it's a little bit much.
A little bit clap. Well, yeah. I mean, it can be a little much in the morning. I recommend watching Good Morning Football in the afternoon, because if you hear it first thing in the morning, it can be a little bit annoying, a little bit over the top, but. It's a good show nonetheless, and I think it's one of the most successful ones at NFL Network. Speaking of the NFL, we got a Texans 6-6 takeover giveaway. Starting today, we got five chances daily for you to win. Be listening for the cue to call. We're going to have free food, free drinks, all 610 hosts in attendance. Lisa Ann is also going to be in the suite. Texans on the field against the Detroit Lions on Saturday. Be listening for your next chance to win at 12:45. Right here on In the Loop. It's the Texans Sweet Takeover exclusively from Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610. NFL Hall of Famer John McClain, he's going to join the show for his weekly visit. There are a lot of rumors floating around about J.D. Clowney potentially being traded, and we'll see what the general has to say about him next.
I'm a brass man.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.